He majored at the Interior Design School at Silbercup University, and then he moved to New York to study fine arts. The movie has been a great success in Thailand. It's a sort of action comedy movie that mixes a lot of genres based in an immediate future. And it's also been a big success because you had a lot of famous comedians that worked with you as in the film. First of all, let's talk about this film that is your first film. Let's talk about the idea and about the hard times that you have in making it.
Okay. The first idea is I just want to make something for Thai audience. To how to make them interesting in to see Thai movie, because Thai audience getting far from the theater, and I don't know, I just find a way to make them get in the theater. So that's why I choose all the comedian, because the comedian in Thailand is kind of close with the Thai people, and but how to make it different. So I'm not gonna use a great comedian to act the same role. I want to make them different. I want to make them more interesting. I want to make them have dimension and have some detail, because usually the comedian never take a major role in the movie. They always take small part and never be a major in the movie. So I just make that. That's it. That's a comedy. And but this kind of idea is kind of interesting for me, but for the investor in Thailand, nobody buy it. It took maybe 1 or 2 years to make this movie, because nobody think that comedian in Thailand gonna make a big hit, because they said all the comedian is already show in TV. They already have a show in the, how to say, comedian cafe, comedy coffee shop, comedy or something like that. They believe that nobody gonna come to see them, and that's why it's difficult to sell this project. And another problem is, I have no experience about the making a movie. I never make a short film. I never make a music video or commercial things.
This is the very, very first project.
Yes, it's a really fresh. The idea the thing that I sell this project is I just sell the script and the idea. I sell the concept, but no experience. I have no showreel to show them what the movie is gonna be, because I have no style.
And what about the different kinds of genres you use? It's an action movie, but it's also a comedy, and it can also be considered a future film because you based it in an immediate future. How did you get all this stuff mixed up together?
Maybe because I have no style. And maybe because this is the first film. That's why I have no rule, no concept. I just put everything, throw everything into the script and throw everything into the movie that I think is great for me. I think it's okay, should be good. I didn't think about the genre, I didn't think about the, it should be that way. If you make a dramatic, you should make a dramatic thing. I didn't stick with that. I just do what I like to do, so maybe.
No rules.
No rules, no concept.
And so, what's it like to do a first movie in Thailand? What kind of hard times did you have gathering the money, finding the material, producing it? Did you have any particular difficulties in doing the movie?
I have a hard time for me, I think, because like I said, I got no experience about the movie, so nobody wanna deal with me. Nobody wanna give a lot of money to the new person who got no experience. But I'm good luck because I'm trying to sell this project to everybody. All the investors in Thailand, all the studio in Thailand, they knew this movie, but nobody buy it. I go to every studio and begging for the money and ask, but let's just say no, it's not gonna make money, it's not gonna, no way or something like that. But finally, my friends, who is the owner of this movie, this project, is open a new office for making money. What's the kind of, I know one reason why make a movie in Thailand is difficult. It's not because of money or any, but it's up to the idea. If you, it's a point of view. It's depend on point of view of the producer. If we cannot go along, we cannot make a movie. We think different, and our investor in Thailand, the old people, it's my idea, never hit them. They believe in the old idea, that's why it's very hard to sell.
Yes. Right. And now I'm particularly interested in the foreigners you used in the film, and the fact that Thailand is kind of conquered by the foreigners with this US dollar everywhere. So is that what you think will happen? Or is it just an idea that bounced in your head just to make it more interesting?
Just this message, I'm trying to tell that, I'm not trying to tell, I just try to say it. I don't like the way the Thai people think with the foreigner. Like every foreigner who come to Thailand, if you go to Thailand, you feel, okay, we're warm welcome to everybody. And look at the white people from, you know, look better than themselves, better than, how to say, and if white people and Thai people come together and wanna working with Thai people gonna give the money to the white people, the small money or something like that, some kind of that, and Thai people always say something bad for that, you know. And I just think, what should I do in my movie that's make it fun and can have some message that is kind of, it's not a serious thing, it's just bite them a little, uh-huh. Yeah, just make, that's it, it's nothing serious, like, and if you believe, like, we watching too many Hollywood movies, uh-huh. And that's, and right now, Thai people believe that American is Hollywood, it's like in the Hollywood, but I say, no, it can be more stupid or something like that. We got a problem with that Hollywood movie.
And you also say it in your film. One of your characters says, yes. You watch too many Hollywood films.
That is a direct message to Thai people. That's it.
And now, I wanted to know about the particularly interesting the art exhibition of The Daughter of Iron Golf. Uh-huh. Since you are actually major, did you actually do those? Did you do
that? Yes. Yeah. No, it's it like a, you know, again, I'm talking about Thai people again. I never talk, you know, Thai people always to take something from the outside, but have no soul. They take of just physical things. They take just, I don't know. They never study by the heart. They go to study and bring back all the love stuff, all the, how to say, I compare it like a car. That's it. You never bring back the real thing that you go to study from that, something like that. And
so that was just a joke. You don't do that kind of stuff yourself.
No. But Some people do it. Some people did it in the artists in Thailand. I don't understand. But why is you compare? I don't know. It's just a joke. Actually, it's
what kind of art do you do instead? What's your specifically of working in art?
I'm doing realistic painting, drawing. I deal with the realistic thing. I never do abstract. I never cartoon things or something like that. But it's not so serious. I just study art because I feel free to study. It's not for study for work. I love art, but it's not for working. I'm not gonna sell that kind of art or something like that. So that's why I'm quit.
Did your art studies help you doing this film? Did you study anything that could help you?
Art helped me to know myself.
Uh-huh.
When I know myself, does it help to make a movie? Because I know exactly what I want. That is the good thing from art that's helping.
Mm-hmm.
First, you got to, I don't know, the people who work. I don't know much about the movie. I don't know any director or creator because I didn't start for film. Only one thing I know when I'm making a movie, I know myself what I want. That is clear for me. Maybe that's help.
And now I wanted to talk about the characters in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you choose them? And how did you choose the names, the characterize, their personalities? Each and every one of them were different and had their story that was compared to their name. How did you actually work on them? What kind of manga?
I pick the actors before I write the script. That's why I'm trying to write something is fit for them.
Right.
Yeah, I study from the collector, but I'm not gonna change much. But the guy whose name Pei Bafkan is a great comedian. He's act really funny for the Thai audience. But in this movie, I just want to check. Don't smile in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Don't smile. Don't act stupid. I don't need your comedian things. And that's what I want. And I try really. And he try hard to act that way, because actually he's just making fun of the people and really fun. And I start write the character from their character. But I changed it 100%. The first guy changed it 100%. Some people I'm not changing because his nature cannot change. He funny from in front of in the theater, in the movie, and out of the movie, they're still funny. And so I cannot do anything much. But and yeah, when I write the script, and we got one problem when I write the script, it's they have a kind of big guy, five big guys, you know, the script must be good for them. So if you finish the movie, you feel that every day, all the same, not different for the role. If somebody die, gonna be die with good reason or something like that. Very hard to write that kind of movie. It's like nobody is the major in this movie. All the people take very important for five scripts, something different.
Now, one question about the Thailand movie business now, the movie going. There's a big movie boom right now in the last years, especially on what criticals call a historical way. There are a lot of films that speak about your history, a lot of costume films that speak about the history of Thailand. You kind of did the opposite. You based it on the future and did not really talk about Thai history, even though you showed Thailand in a lot of ways. How come, what do you compare your film to the big boom that's going on now? And if you can talk a little bit about Thai movies in general.
I don't know, when I'm making this movie, I didn't think to compare with the other Thai movie. So, but I believe that Thai people always love to watching movie, love to watching Thai movie, because you know a Titanic is make like 200 million in Thailand, but Bangrajan just make 150, and it beat all Hollywood movie. But that's just the reason why that can answer right. Thai people love to watch Thai movie. So no matter what is period or the future, or I think they don't have a rule for that. They just enjoy it. So if the movie can entertain them, they watch it. It's mega money. So it's not a big boom. Long time ago, we keep doing, the filmmaker keep doing the same thing, keep repeating, but never, I don't know, it's right now this movie changed because we got new people to come to make, like Nang Nak is make a big hit, and there is all the new filmmaker to come to join this kind of business, because before that it's all the old people, it's same old filmmaker did that. So
okay, last question. How is it to be here in Busan as the only Thai representative of your cinema? And what is going to be your next project?
The next project is gonna be a love story. I'm shooting in New York. It's no laughing at all. It's this time I'm gonna deal with tears. Will be. We'll see. And yeah.
What about Udine? Do you like this festival? What do you think about
it? I love Udine. It's a good place to, I forget to bring my laptop, you know. It's a good place to work in because New York is crazy. You cannot write anything. And Thailand is very hot. But here it's really quiet. It's good to make a new script, you know. I like that.
Okay, good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you.